This is the Rich Eisen Show. The Rich Eisen Show.
Josh Duhamel. So there's an online thing where he's the number one Vikings fan?
What? Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'm Nick Swartzen. I'm the number one.
Were you at least two?
I was two.
Okay. Yeah.
Today's guests. 2024 American Century Championship winner, Marty Fish. Three-time Super Bowl winner, Devin McCourty. From Peacock's Those About to Die, actor Ewan Rayon. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, yes. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We are live on the Roku channel. It is a big day in our neighborhood. Very excited to be here. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's have a chat, shall we, right here on the program. We got two in-studio guests. It's kind of crazy. Complete opposite from one another. One of the sweetest guys you'll ever meet. He's the champion golfer of the American Century Championship from a couple of weeks ago in Lake Tahoe, Marty Fish. And then in hour three, Ramsey Bolton walks in here. And
oh, boy.
So there's that. The actor Ewan Rayon of the new show, Those About to Die on Peacock, available on Roku, about the inner workings of Rome and providing people lives for entertainment in the Colosseum.
It's intense.
Oh my gosh, he's perfect for this. Yes. And it's kind of crazy. You know who's in the show with him is Anthony Hopkins. So Hannibal Lecter and Ramsey Bolton are on the same TV show on Peacock together, folks. And so there's lots to talk about on this program.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. Indeed, that's what's up. And we have not one, but two birthday boys on this program today. Chris Brockman, good to see you over there. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks, brother. Good to see you guys, man. Good to see you guys.
How old are you?
It's my Syracuse year, 44 this year.
Wow.
44.
And also, happy birthday to T.J. Jefferson.
What up,
sharing the same birthday.
Like that. I guess I share his because it's like TJ. We know that you're older than
yeah, a little
and
bit.
How old are you, TJ?
You know, I'm getting up there in age, man. I'm older than I was yesterday, but younger than I'll be this time next year.
Oh my goodness gracious!
And then, you're only as old as you feel, Rich.
This guy.
And I feel 65 right now, so that's what we're going to go with.
What's more likely? We will find out his age,
yep,
or Marshall Faulk's actual golf
number?
Yes, handicap.
Probably
in our lives.
Probably neither.
TJ's age, probably.
Yeah, because someone will rat me out. But yeah. So Marshall will never give up that golf score.
We could literally just like hit up Wilmer and he'll tell us, probably, right?
And it's not your birthday, Jay Felly, but I say hello to you anyway.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
When is your birthday, Jay?
Whenever Mike Del Tufo tells him it is.
All right, that's fair.
Wow. Hey, is it my birthday tomorrow? Yes, no. Yes, actually.
I'll let you know the day before. Oh, thanks.
By the way, just apropos of nothing, I'm kind of freaking out. What the hell happened to my Best Dad Ever sign? It's not on the desk and it's not around the desk.
I really wish it was a bit and I took it.
It is not a bit.
But it's not. I don't know where it is.
Was it there?
I'm like literally looking around.
I'm like, are you
wondering
a rabbit out there?
What the heck happened to it? But
your reign is over.
It is not over. It is not over. It is not over, and I don't know what happened to it, and I'm kind of like losing my mind over it right now. But I'm going to focus. I'm going to focus.
Rich, you never need a statue to tell you how nice you are, bro.
Thank you.
We are just dropping the lyrics.
Devin McCourt. Devin RJ's now coming out on the floor wondering, what happened to my Best Dad Ever sign?
Like, what?
Literally just came on the air and it's not here, but I'm going to fight through it.
Are you still the BDE though?
Of course I am.
Okay.
Get out of here. So, hey, everybody, last time, training camps are opening. Okay.
We are all the way
Everyone's reporting for work. Okay. And it's great. It's just we're literally almost there, but I think we're kind of there. And so the last time we saw quarterbacks drafted 1, 2, and 3 in a row, and we were wondering how many of those guys were going to start week one. What ended up happening? Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, 2 of the 3 started week one. And it kind of looks like right now, 2 of the 3 are going to start week one. Mm-hmm. And just like Trevor Lawrence started week one, he started every game for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The same will be expected of, health willing, Caleb Williams for the Chicago Bears, who basically made no bones about it. I mean, Matt Eberflus was basically, after they drafted him, yeah, he's starting. They didn't even go through the motions of, well, we'll see how training camp is. And, you know, Tyson Bagent will get every opportunity. They didn't even try that. I mean, it was obvious from Caleb Williams' pro day when they all showed up with Keenan Allen, newly acquired Keenan Allen. It was basically Bears Day in Southern California. And now the question is what about the other guys? And Jaden Daniels and Drake May. Jaden Daniels, at his first training camp, there's Marcus Mariota there. And sure enough, as of now, throughout the post-draft period and the OTAs and all that, Dan Quinn has been playing like there's a competition. We'll see how it goes. Not putting any pressure on the guy who, before the draft, was consensus, including Caleb Williams involved. Most pro-ready guy to be drafted. Jaden Daniels, fresh off his Heisman Trophy season, looking the way that he did. And sure enough, training camp's open. Dan Quinn's still doing the same thing right now with his general manager sitting right next to him. This is what he had to say about Jaden Daniels on this day. Hit it.
It's not a secret, but it is a journey and a process. And so as we're going, when he's ready, we'll know. And when he's ready, he'll also know. But as far as the reps go, obviously with him and Marcus and moving around, there'll be certain days that will feature more of another. But like I said, I'm glad that you brought it up. And certainly not a secret. It's a journey and a process. And so through practices, through scrimmages and preseason games all the way down, that's where the journey will take us. And then, not trying to hold back the info, but when we know, we'll say it.
Not a secret.
Okay.
It's a journey and a process. Journey and a process. Okay. Week one, the Washington Commanders will be starting Jaden Daniels. I'll tell you that right now. That's not a secret to me.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Why in the world would they draft this kid second overall with all the heat on him and all of what we saw last year? And say, all right, go get him, Marcus Mariota. That ain't happening. But this is their process. This is their world. And this is what they're going to do. And that's what they feel the need to get ready. And if the kid can basically handle it, watching Caleb Williams, who won a Heisman Trophy the year before him, get completely handed the gig. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's Dan Quinn's new to this place. And we're all competing, whatever. I've been through it. I've seen it all. Kid starting week one. Get ready, Washington Commanders fans. You're going to get a good look-see at this kid right away. And I'm excited for it. Second overall pick, just like RG3 back in the day. And hopefully, just like RG3 back in the day, he has a dynamite first season. And, you know, what he'll be Danielsing from his butt as he throws a touchdown like this.
That
remember the RG3?
So sick. When he
remember that,
that
RG3-ing back in the day?
At New Orleans.
Yeah.
On his butt, touchdown.
So,
it was amazing.
Yeah, and I believe...
did you find it?
Let me get this right. Oh, yeah. I found it.
okay. So I thought you were good.
No, it's okay. Washington Commanders week one. I believe it's Tampa, if I'm not mistaken. Washington Commanders are, at Tampa. So, hey, guess what, folks? You'll get a good look-see in Tampa of Jaden Daniels. This is going to happen. And then as for Drake May, the third overall selection... He might be in the Trey Lance position of sitting back and watching the veteran have at it. It was Jimmy G at the time. Although, if you recall, Trey Lance's first season, it was, let's see if he can be the red zone guy. like Jimmy G will be in between the 20s. And sure enough, the first touchdown pass of the 2021 season for the 49ers was thrown by Trey Lance. They throw him in there inside the five, I believe, inside, well, in the red zone in Arizona, and he threw a touchdown pass. And that was all she wrote for him. And he only started two games that year. What about Drake May?
Love the Drake.
We saw the Drake on Hard Knocks a couple weeks ago for the Giants Hard Knocks series that's playing out right now. That looks, it's just been fascinating.
It's unbelievable.
And later on in the show, there's a, the NFL just truly 5 minutes before we went on the air, tweeted out a preview of the Tuesday night show, this week's show, where the Giants attempted to trade for Drake May. We saw May on the board working his magic with Brian Daboll and the rest of the staff in New Jersey there and looking the part of knowing his stuff. And what about here in New England? No bones about this one. In the same way, in the same way that the Bears were like, gig is Caleb Williams is right now. It's Jacoby Brissett's gig coming out of the spring, and there's no bones about that. Here's what Gerard Mayo had to say on that subject.
Coming out of the spring, I don't think there's any doubt Jacoby is the starting quarterback at this point in time. I mean, we can look at these other quarterbacks on the roster. At the same time, like, it's going to be – it's about competition. And so when we get out on the field this summer with the pads on, we'll see how it all plays out. But, you know, coming out of the spring, I mean, I think it's clear that Jacoby is the most pro-ready guy we have and play a lot of football.
He has played a lot of football and for that franchise. So, of course, the follow-up question to Gerard Mayo is, hey, coach, does that mean no shot for Drake May here in the summer? And this elicited an interesting answer.
Look, if Drake, and this goes to any position, if he comes out here and he lights it up, and once again, it goes back to the quality of reps, it could absolutely happen. Like, I sit here and tell you, like, coming out of the spring, Jacoby looks like the starting quarterback. Now, with that being said, he'll have competition. There's competition. Like, let's not forget about even Joe Milton. And let's not forget about Zappi. All those guys will have opportunities to go out there and be the starting quarterback in week one.
Okay, so my two impressions of what Gerard Mayo just said as the head coach of the New England Patriots are twofold. First one, the obvious. That's actual information from a head coach of the New England Patriots about a roster decision.
Wow.
What is that like?
What?
What a novel idea.
Was Pete Carroll the last one to give us
I think so.
That type of info?
I think so. It's been a while. I mean, a question was asked, like, you know, What's the depth chart decision-making process? And you got an answer from the head coach with details. And then a little bit of the Belichick, a little bit of the Bill saying, no, don't forget about Joe Milton and Bailey Zappi.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question, Chris.
Let me tell you what.
Let me ask you this question, Chris.
Oh, man.
What if I
told you? Let me ask you this question. Okay. Okay.
I have no explanation for what happened.
Let me ask you this question. Week one of the National Football League season hits.
Yep.
The New England Patriots are welcoming in. Where do they start?
We're at Cincinnati.
Oh, you're at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
So the Patriots are at Cincinnati.
Yep.
And after everything that's gone down, out trots Bailey Zappi because he had a great summer. How are you feeling about that?
I'm going to throw a brick through my television.
There you go. So on behalf of, well, I mean, that does leave other screens for you in the house. But that said.
Yeah, still.
He's saying there's a competition in the same way that Dan Quinn is inferring that by saying, yeah, Jaden Daniels, we'll let you know when we see a starting quarterback. Okay. Second overall pick. I see a starting quarterback because the Jets did with Zach Wilson. And this trio of quarterbacks, I must say, a higher ceiling of expectation than the trio of quarterbacks the last time. The number three overall pick, Trey Lance had not played a down of football in over a year because of the COVID season wiping out his final season, right?
Yep. He played, I think, the first game, and then they shut it down.
And then they shut it down.
Yeah.
And then Zach Wilson was, okay, showed a lot of ability at BYU, had a really nice pro day.
That one throw at the pro day was
sick. Let's see. Romo, I remember the time. Romo said he's got the ceiling of Patrick Mahomes, so let's go. And Trevor Lawrence was essentially the can't-miss guy that you had to get. So Caleb's that guy right now. Jaden Daniels, far more decorated resume than Zach Wilson. And Drake May, even though he hasn't played a ton of football compared to kids coming out of college, you'd like a heck of a lot more experience than Trey Lance. Yep. So the last time, again, we saw three starting quarterbacks, or last time we saw three quarterbacks start the draft, 1, 2, and 3 being picked, Trevor lost his first 5, 6 of 7, and went 3-14. But there's an asterisk to that. The asterisk, it's the Urban asterisk. Okay. Zach lost his first 3, 5 of his first 6, got hurt, came back, won 2 of his final 7. And Trey Lance only started twice. That's a low bar to clear, and I think these guys are going to clear it. I think your guy Drake May is going to start sooner than I thought coming out of the draft, yeah, brother. Kind of got that idea here.
November, please.
Now, I understand that because you look at the Patriots' schedule to start. Brutal. We have covered this quite a bit. At brutal. Cincinnati, home for Seattle, and then at the Jets. That's the short week game. That's a Thursday nighter. At San Francisco, home for Miami, then Houston at home, in London against Jacksonville and Wembley, which is essentially the Jaguars' home stadium there. Literally, the owner owns it. Home for the Jets, at the Titans, who I have told you will be better than you think. At Chicago, so on and so forth. Home for the Rams. My goodness, I don't even know when you put them in, Chris. I mean, it's a deep end of the pool, so no matter when you throw them in.
I would love to not put them in,
so
no matter the record.
But it's going to be Jaden Daniels week one in Tampa. And obviously, we've got Caleb Mania.
Oh, but that's your 2 weeks.
That's your rookie quarterback update. And by the way, what about Bo Nix in Denver? I think he will start week one. I think you will see that.
Yep.
J.J. McCarthy won't, and the Penix,
who knows,
Cousins situation, as we like to refer to it in sports, that will hopefully for the Falcons not have to play out until they're picking Super Bowl confetti out of their hair in the home of their hated rivals. I mean, that's on the Falcons' radar screen for this year. So that's your rookie quarterback update as training camps open on a birthday Tuesday.
Woo!
With the 44-year-old Chris Brockman and the who knows how old TJ Jefferson. Devin McCourty, by the way, will talk about all this stuff with the longtime Patriot,
yeah,
now of NBC Sports. He'll join us in hour two. Ewan Rayon, who played Ramsey Bolton back in the day, will be here in studio in advance of his new show, Those About to Die, on Peacock, available right now through the Roku portal. Yeah, I know, right? But when we come back, speaking about Those About to Die, I'm going to ask Marty Fish if I can get a point off Carlos Alcaraz. That's coming. Our friend Marty Fish. Did he bring the trophy from Tahoe? That'd be great.
That'd be amazing.
That's next on the Rich Eisen Show. We all know about the speed of sound, but have you ever thought about the sounds of speeding? If you drive over the speed limit, there are lots of different sounds that you might hear. Drive too fast, and you could hear the sound of your vehicle crashing. The sound of ambulances and first responders desperately trying to free you from the wreckage. You could hear the beeps of a heart monitor. You could hear doctors and nurses in an emergency room as you're being treated for your injuries. You could hear the sound of worried family members in the hospital waiting room, hoping to hear that you're okay. You could even hear the sound of people crying at a funeral. Because if you drive over the speed limit, whether by a lot or by a little, you could do damage that's beyond repair. You could seriously injure yourself, or worse, you could hurt and even kills someone else. When you speed, you put everyone on the road in danger. One way or another, speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA. Rich Eisen here for Sleep Number. They say opposites attract, and that's why the Sleep Number smart bed is the best bed for couples. I can confirm exactly that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it is the world of difference. You can choose what's right for you whenever you like. If you like a bed that feels firm, but they want soft, Sleep Number does that. You want to sleep cooler while they like to feel warm. Sleep Number does that too. You have to feel it to believe it. Find the bed that's perfect for both of you only at a Sleep Number store. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, Sleep Number smart beds starting at $999. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku channel, a radio audience will rejoin us shortly, but thrilled to have here in person, fresh off of his second victory of the American Century Championship Tournament in Lake Tahoe. Good to see you, Marty Fish. How are you, brother?
Thank you for having me. Yeah, it's awesome to be here. Brother. Good to see old friends.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been here before, but not with me in the chair.
Yeah, no, with the bottom boys of the barrel. Nick Swisher did like a week of...
Did we have him here for a week?
Yeah, I think it was a week. Maybe five days.
The Swish did one day, I think.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Was it one day?
Yeah, I think it was one day.
I got the call done, on one day? I feel good about that then.
I don't know.
I think it was Swish has hosted more than once.
He has?
Yeah, and I don't know how like, consecutively.
I saw Nick Swisher. It's, by the way, very few Ohio State guys I would give my chair up for.
He's one of them.
He's one of them. You know,
he can go, man.
Your boy Swish.
He can talk.
I saw him last month.
Yeah.
And I'll give you two choices. One, he was really reserved, and it looks like he's let himself go. Two, he looks like he could rake right now, and he was bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, bro. Let's go. Come on, bro.
I love his energy, though. He's like he's the best. Infectious. Yeah. I love hanging out with Nick.
Yeah. How do you know
him? Best.
How did you meet him?
So Nick married a friend. This could go forever, but the short version is my sister used to live with his now wife. His now wife used to date Bob Bryan, the tennis player, Bryan Brothers.
Yeah.
So then I knew Joanna Garcia when she was dating Bob.
Yeah.
And then they broke up and Nick started dating her and Nick is just the coolest dude ever.
He is that. Yeah. Kevin Bacon is somehow involved in this. That's incredible. I mean, I love it. By the way, I'll talk about your boy Swish any day.
Yeah. Like,
that is so funny. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, here at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Longtime tennis player on the men's circuit. Once upon a time, seventh ranked player on planet Earth. Now, one of the best players in the history of the American Century Championship, which he just won again in Lake Tahoe. Our friend Marty Fish back here on the program. Good to see you, brother.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. What's it like to win that thing, man?
I mean, the American Century is such a cool, it's such a cool email to get on in like January or February, you know, because it's like, the player meeting, there's a mandatory player meeting there and everyone shows up
outside of physically there
outside. Yeah. Outside of Tony Romo, who never shows up. I don't know why Tony doesn't show up to the player meeting. Everyone else shows up to the player meeting. Physically, so it's like a really cool. Yeah.
It's not a Zoom
and it's no. It's like the Wednesday before the tournament.
Okay.
And you cocktail hour kind of thing, and you walk in and they give you the rules and you know what's going on. But then more importantly, they there's always like 10 to 12 new guys or gals that are playing. And so you know, they're all like this year, Jason Kelce and Trevor Lawrence and Taylor Twellman and guys that like from all walks of life that you would never cross paths with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a fun, like humble place to kind of hang out and meet people and just, you know, because I would never go up to Jason Kelce on the street and I would just be too nervous or whatever. But in that setting, you can go say hi and they won't blow you off. I've never met Jason.
Sure,
so,
I got you.
You know, now that I've met him, he's a phenomenal, Trevor Lawrence, a phenomenal kid, 24 years old. I mean, I can't believe it, but just a nicest nicest dude. So you get to kind of hang out and mingle with guys that you would never really cross paths with. It's a really fun week.
But there's a competition aspect to this thing, mm-hmm. for sure. I mean, we had Smoltz on, what, about 2 weeks ago? He said he had two new hips.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he was ready to go.
Probably for the American Century. Like, he got two new hips for that tournament.
You know, I'm not surprised.
He plays, though, and he can play. He's a really good player. He plays a lot of golf. So right. He needed to fix his hips.
So there's no, you know, S talking at this event at all?
Not really. Okay. That's not like the theme of it, to That's be cool. honest. But there are some great golfers that play. Joe Pavelski and I went down to the wire this year.
You sure did.
Phenomenal golfer. He's going to win that tournament at some point, too. I should suck my stomach in there a little bit better. But
That's a good shot, man. That's not a bad photograph.
The jump. So 2020 started, or 2020 came. I won during COVID, and there were no spectators. I thought that as my caddy on the left, Mike Flood, and my dad dad on the left, Flood on the right. Yes. And they said, you don't need to bring a caddy, you know, like, this is 2020. We don't even know how it's going to go, but we're going to try and put on the event or whatever. I was like one of only five people that didn't bring their caddy. So I got a cart and just like, had my phone and just sort of buzzed around and ended up playing really well, won the tournament, and jumped in the lake after. And then I was like, okay, let's try and make this a tradition of you know, whoever wins. I think Vinny Del Negro won the next year, so he jumped in the lake. And then Steph won last year. He jumped in the lake with his dad and brother and team and everything. And then,
well, he's a Splash brother, so that makes sense.
And then I was waiting for, I wouldn't want to do it by myself. My son was there, he didn't want to do it, so I waited for my dad and my buddy Mike to jump in. So we did the very cold plunge.
It's a cold lake, man.
It's not quite ice bathish, but they've had a pretty mild winter.
Okay.
But like last year they had a rough winter and it was chilly. Really cool.
So that's the genesis of,
that's your tradition.
So you won the first time without anybody on your bag?
Is, yeah,
what you're saying?
Maybe it probably helps me. Is that get out of my head?
Sure.
Yeah.
I hear you. Marty Fish here on the Rich Eisen Show, fresh off of winning the American Century Championship Tournament. And you were kind enough to mention how, you know, Curry won the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody talked in your swing, right?
Well, that was like the last. Steph is a phenomenal golfer. He comes out. We play a lot. We've got, again, it's one of the cool things about the American Century is just like getting to, again, cross paths with people you just never otherwise do it, and get to meet awesome people. And met Steph in 2014 there, I think. And we've become good buddies, and we play away from tournaments and stuff like that. And he'll go out and play. I think the last time he came out here, he played the Lakers and dropped like 42 points on them, came over to Hillcrest Country Club the next morning at like 8 a.m. and shot 70. And it's like two completely different. Wow. There's like two separate athletes, I feel like. And yeah, one's like the LeBron James, just run, jump, sprint, just jump out of the building, right? But he may not be able to throw very well or catch very, whatever. That's a raw athletic. And then there's like a Steph Curry type athlete where it's like hands and feel and touch on top of the athleticism that he has on the basketball court. So it's like two completely different sets of sports and skills and whatever, and he's incredible at both of them.
He is. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool. It is pretty cool to hear.
Pretty cool, yeah.
And so, but you know, I appreciate it. If you don't want to talk about that last year, I totally get it.
No, I can. You know, I mean, I didn't. Steph played awesome. It was his year for sure. He made four eagles and a hole in one as a Stableford scoring. So it's like,
yes,
8 points for a hole in one and 6 points for an eagle and all this stuff. Maybe even 10 points for a hole in one. It should be a million points, to be honest.
Right.
I've never made a hole in one. Steph made
in your life?
One. Never, ever.
Yeah, what?
Never, ever. I'm waiting for 17 at the American Century because it's $1 million to make a hole in one.
Tim Brown won a boat this year.
He won a boat. He won an awesome boat, yeah, too. His Travis Matthew boat that was so cool.
Tim Brown had a hole in one.
On number 12. Yeah. Number 12, rolled it right in.
Unbelievable.
Free drinks out there, so he didn't have to pay for drinks at all. But maybe we'll get him another time. But yeah.
You don't have a hole in one. Didn't Jack Nicklaus say you have the best amateur swing he's ever seen?
He said that, and Mr. Nicklaus is an I think he needs to watch a little more non-professional golf. Yeah. He said I was the I went and played nine holes with him and shot like 28. I've never played like a better nine holes in my life. Like I think I eagled the first hole and had like six other birdies
there?
in like just playing with him. What? And he said he's the best non-professional golfer I've ever seen.
Well, you shot a 28 with Jack in a watch there?
Well, I think you need to watch more non-professional golf, maybe. But I will take it. I've got the Golf Digest did like a little piece on it or something like that. And I've got that forever. So
sure.
But I'm not running around bragging about that. There's a lot of players that are better than me.
But also, you play left-handed, but you're really a righty?
When I was young, my mom, I was born in Minnesota, Vikings fan. I saw you had Swords on yesterday.
Yeah.
Repping the Vikings.
Well, he also said he's the second most famous Vikings fan, but based on some blog site behind
Josh Duhamel.
Marty, we got to get you above two and then have Swords in back.
I know.
Here.
I got to be. Yeah. Swords is.
You got to pass him.
Yeah. I got to jump up. Josh is going to be tough. I mean, he married Fergie there for a minute. He was like Hollywood. You know, he's Hollywood. Like,
he's still Hollywood.
It's tough to jump over Josh, but I'm a huge Vikings fan. I grew up in Minnesota or was born there. And my mom would tie a string to the ceiling in our basement and like a wiffle ball or a tennis ball or something. And she'd put like a baseball bat, a tennis racket, and a golf club. And I'd swing them all from the same side. And so I'd a righty tennis backhand, two-handed backhand, a lefty baseball swing and a lefty golf swing, all the same side. And that's kind of how I developed.
Playing tennis righty and everything else lefty.
Yeah. I'm right hand dominant, left leg dominant. So I'm just kind of all over the place, but I'm ambidextrous on my left arm. So I could use my backhand was my best shot and I could use my left hand a ton to generate more pace or to get to change from defense to offense or whatever, like much easier. So.
Damn. Jack didn't probably even know that when he was talking to you about that.
Wow. We could have played righty. I mean, I wouldn't have shot 28, but I can shoot like pretty solid.
What can you shoot right handed?
I can probably certainly bogey golf, if not better.
So you can break.
I could break 90 for sure.
Yeah. Playing righty.
Righty, yeah.
And then lefty, you can win championships. Marty Fish here on the Rich Eisen Show. That's no slouch, brother. Awesome. American Century Championship Tournament winner Marty Fish here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, Marty, we've known each other for a long time, so you can always be honest with me here. Okay. I have said from this chair multiple times that if I am so fortunate to one day ever wind up on the same tennis court as Carlos Alcaraz, I could get 1 point off him.
Okay. how like what is it just like a full set? Is it
no? I guess we'll go three sets.
Three full sets to win one point,
and the surface I would choose is hard court.
Okay,
I don't want to do grass because I just
easy footing for you.
It's
like
also,
right,
and I see the way he slides. I would probably, pop a quad
point.
Doing that.
You'd win a point. Hold on.
In what way?
Excuse me.
Sorry.
No,
stop
not
it.
Like a winner. Like, but he would. No. Okay. Here's the thing. I know a buddy of mine, John Brooks, that lives out here. He's got a beautiful tennis court at his house here in LA.
Yes.
He's a good buddy with Novak Djokovic. So Djokovic comes before Indian Wells and he'll come and they'll hit some tennis balls or whatever. They had a bet where, and Brooks, he can play. Like he's a solid tennis player. He starts at 40 love every game, serving, returning, whatever it is, and then you play the set out.
Okay.
So he's up. No, I'm sorry. He's up 5-0, 40 love every game. So 5-0 in the set, 40 love in every game, and Novak won. So, and he's a good player. Brooksy can play. So I don't know. I mean, if it was 40 love every game and 0-0, he would win. He'd come back and win almost every game.
Marty, I'm not saying I would beat him.
You're saying 1 point.
1 point.
Yeah, I would get 1 point.
Okay. How? Now I'll ask the follow-up question.
Trip over his foot or something? Trip over. So double fall.
It would have to be an unforced error.
I mean, I've never seen you play. You're at the, you're super guess. Athletic. So let's start
Marty,
there.
Marty Fish.
Super athletic.
That's why we're friends. Listen, I will be very honest. I am not good. I'm not good. I mean, I can uncork is the proper word, a cross court forehand winner on the run.
I feel like
that you're not expecting.
I feel like he would. Okay, if there's money on the line and he's like, okay, it's like life or death. Yes. I am not missing. Like,
here's the thing. It wouldn't be money on the line, actually. Marty. It wouldn't be money on the line. It would be me sitting in this chair with this microphone.
Okay.
Telling the
world.
Okay. And he would not want that.
Worse than money, then.
yeah, because the guy's got money, you know. Yeah,
worse than money.
Coming on.
Telling everyone worse than money. Because money, you can just hear. Here you go.
Yeah, no,
go
no
on
one
our
knows.
Separate ways. No one
right.
knows. Yeah.
It would have to.
You're screaming it from
I
here.
I would be telling everybody.
I think you get no more than two, but I think the over-under is one.
So let's give the over under half. You'd take the under.
I'm taking the under.
Under.
And you'd take.
I just think like he's going to make three sets. He's going to make one shank or like
I know, but
it just flew on him or something like that.
He's about to win like its third major this year.
He's 21. He's young. And I think, you know what? I think I can get in his head too.
You never know. Yeah, no one's done that yet.
No one's trying to get in his head. Here's what I was told. I was told by great Michigan tennis player Johnny Yaffe. he told me that I could hit him with a serve on the fly and get a point.
You could certainly do that in doubles if he's like at the net.
Not doubles, we're singles. This is singles, man. Because if it's doubles, you're my partner.
You're not going to hit him in the air.
Nick Kyrgios was here and he started laughing when Rich asked him this.
Yes.
He said no, or he said
he laughed.
He just laughed.
He wouldn't even entertain
give an answer.
He wouldn't even entertain it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I'm entertaining it. I'm entertaining that you win. I've set the over-under at one. It will probably hit one. All bets washed.
Push.
That's what I think.
I love
one point.
But not a winner. It's an unforced error.
It's got to be an unforced error. Unless you're just going to be like, I'm just going to swing from the hips on every single shot.
Yeah.
And just maybe something will go in.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Then you could do it that way.
You catch him napping. A little drop shot. Boop.
No,
drop shot's not going to work.
You and I agree with you. I wouldn't. No. There's no napping. Like he can close.
He's way too fast.
Yes. All right. So it would have to be maybe he's at the net. I lob it, or I
that's not going to work either.
No.
I think you just smash everything. Just smash every whatever until you play three sets.
Do you know how I could make this happen? What do you think? Do you know somebody?
I probably know a guy. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know a guy who's got his own private court that brings Novak Djokovic into town.
You could do it at that court.
What do you think?
Now we're talking.
I mean, like, what is there 10% to the big guy?
Who's the big guy? Are you the big guy?
Yeah.
There's no money. It's all pride. 10% of pride. Yes,
we're all the big guy. We can get that done. Certainly get it done at Indian Wells.
Okay.
Like for the tournament, which is just a drive. You probably have a house over there.
No, I do not. I've never been in Indian Wells. I'd love to go. Yeah, this is a perfect example.
I'd love to take you there.
Everywhere. It's a post-Super Bowl.
Phenomenal tournament.
Perfect timing after the Super Bowl. I've got time. Yeah. Carlos might have time.
Carlos definitely has time.
He's 21. What's he got?
He's whooping everybody.
Yeah, he's killing everybody.
Yeah, he just crushed someone and then Rich comes on the court. Stadium court. Let's do it in front of people.
In front of a crowd.
In front of people.
Yeah. Okay. That might be something different then.
No, I'm used to an audience. I'm fine with that.
Right.
Carlos is not, you know, but he can't lose a point.
Yeah.
A single point.
Yeah, no, I think he loses a point. I set it at one.
Marty Fish.
I set it at one.
Oh my gosh, the glass is half full with Marty Fish.
Set it at one.
Fantastic. And we're, okay. Here's what we're gonna do before you go. Nick Swartzen came on this program yesterday and played the win-loss game, which we do here, where I give you the schedule of the Minnesota Vikings game by game, and you tell me if it's going to be a win or a loss.
Yeah.
And that's the way we predict how they finish the season.
Hawkinson went 17-0, he said, recently.
He's, hold on a second.
He's at 17-0.
Who did?
TJ Hawkinson.
TJ said that.
Our tight end.
So
we're going 17-0.
I didn't see that. Did he really say that?
I didn't say that either.
Fantastic.
He's back from injury.
I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before.
All right.
What did Ward say?
I don't want to tell you. Okay. I don't want to influence anything here.
Okay.
But Marty Fish.
So we're starting with Sam Darnold. We're starting with J.J. McCarthy.
I think you. Here's the deal. This is what I've been told. This is what I have heard. And this is what I believe. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sam Darnold's going to be the starter all year if they can. They're going to put him on like the same. And again, every single time I make this analogy, people are like, well, wait a minute, because it puts McCarthy in the Patrick Mahomes role. We need to see. We need to slow that roll.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, when Mahomes was a rookie, it was Alex Smith's gig for a team that could win the the division in a playoff game. And let's let the veteran do that.
You almost don't want him to come in.
That's the idea. I think that would be the plan. Certainly, since Darnold has got a real opportunity here, and the Vikings are a real good team.
And KOC can coach quarterbacks. We saw that last year.
I love that guy.
Yeah, we saw it last year.
So, okay. So, yes, right. It's Darnold.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Let's give some music for Marty Fish, the American Century Championship winner from just a couple weeks ago. At the Giants, what happens?
Oh, that's a win.
Home for the San Francisco 49ers.
Win. We beat them last year at home, too.
Home for the Houston Texans.
Win.
3-0 at the Packers.
Win.
That's a 4-0 start. heading to London to take on the Jets.
Heading to London. This is where I start texting Aaron going like, good luck. How you feeling? Ivan Pace is coming. He's right behind you. Like all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Win.
Win. Oh, my gosh. Does he respond to you because you're American Century buddies or
he
what?
You know what Aaron will do? Aaron, I'm outside on fire. All you have to do is open the door, throw some water on me. He won't respond to that, but he'll send me like some reel on Instagram.
Good to know.
That's right. Aaron.
5-0.
That's my relationship with him.
5-0.
And we're going to beat him.
Off the bye week, home for the Lions.
Yeah, that's a win.
6-0 at the Rams.
That's a win because I'll be there.
7-0, home for the Colts.
I'm trying to go. I'm going above. Colts is a win. I mean, come on.
That's 8-0 at the Jaguars, Marty Fish.
You know what? I hung out with Trevor in. I really like him. That's our first loss.
Ooh, 8-1 at the
And Doug Peterson's a phenomenal dude.
Oh, he
phenomenal
was at the, he was, at the,
he was there too.
I love him too.
Great.
He's good people.
They're great. I root for them now. Not when they play the Vikings. I think okay, that's our first loss.
8-1 wow, at the Titans.
3 in a row at?
At the Titans.
Can I go back to week 4?
At the Packers, sure.
It's an L.
Oh. Okay. So now,
I mean, as much as I'd love to, yeah.
All right, that's fine. It's like chess. Your finger was still on the piece. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
All right. So now you're 7-2 at the Titans.
Okay. 7-2. That's a win.
8-2 at the Bears.
That's a win.
9-2 home for the Cardinals.
Win.
10-2 home for the Falcons.
Kirk is coming back.
Oh yeah.
That's a W.
11-2 home for the Bears on a Monday night.
That's an easy win.
Easy blowout win. 12-2 at the Seahawks.
And then we never beat Seattle in Seattle.
So 12-3 home for the Packers.
That's a win.
13-3 at the Lions.
We don't need this game. We're going to rest a bunch of starters. We have the number one seed. So
right.
That's a loss.
13-4, Marty Fish.
Marty.
As the number one seed in the NFC.
Okay. Fantastic.
13-4. I see no issues with that.
Now I'll tell you, Nick Swardson had them going 15-2 and then winning the Super Bowl against the Las Vegas Aces. It's Nick Swardson's prediction.
They're so tough. Aces are good, man.
Well, they're champions.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't want to mess with them.
Yeah, this is
good.
Kelsey
champions.
Plum? I mean, don't get in there.
Yes, exactly. So yeah, you were close. You were in the same neighborhood as Nick.
Right much there. Much more realistic than him. I mean,
Marty, this has been a blast, man. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you got it. Actually, you want to stay to the end of the hour?
Sure.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Marty Fish right here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. And then Devin McCourty kicks off hour two. Everybody, this just in, it's summertime. It's time to go and do all those summer things, like going to a baseball game during the summer. I'm about to do exactly that, and I know exactly what to do, and you should too. You should go look forward to making new memories this year by going to a ball game using Game Time, the authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch, so you can wait to buy your tickets with killer last-minute deals. The all-in prices feature, you get to see how much everything is before you purchase. Views from your seat, you know exactly where you're getting your seat, and the view of the field from it. Their lowest price guarantee, of course, that's Game Time. Takes the guesswork completely out of buying MLB tickets. Download the Game Time app. Create an account and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
It's kickoff time, and Believe Podcasts are here to get you ready for the season.
He wanted to change the culture, and he wanted me to be a part of that.
With Believe, you get immediate reactions, game previews, and expert analysis from all 32 teams, plus all of your favorite college teams.
He's just rare in just about everything he does.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
This was good for everybody.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Roku channel, radio will rejoin in less than 2 minutes' time. Marty Fish is still here, everybody. So did you see Joe Burrow's new look?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at it.
I don't mind this, it.
I mean,
I don't mind. He looks like Eminem.
He does.
Yeah.
Full Marshall Mathers.
Bengals went, guess who's back?
There you go.
His palms are sweaty.
Back again.
Oh, there you go. That's
it. What is that? So, I mean.
That's without me. That's Eminem's.
No, I know. I mean, I'm not that clueless, although I did text my oldest son while he was over in Europe for the part of the summer. What Kamala is brat means. I have no idea what the hell that's going on there. He's going to try to help me with that.
Brack?
Brat. I don't know.
Brat.
Again, what does that mean? I'm 55 years old. I don't know. I'll at least admit how old I am.
I'm 42.
There you go.
There you go.
But yeah. So you as an athlete, a champion athlete, I might add. What does this look mean? We don't interpret that the Joe Burrow look.
I've done that. We've all been young at one point. I think I've dyed my hair black, jet black.
Okay.
I've dyed my hair blonde, like bleach blonde.
Did you play better as
did
a bleach
the earring blonde? Before? Did the, you know, like poke it and then pull it out, kind of encloses like that? Yeah, we've all done those stupid things, haven't we? I mean, he'll look back when he's 40 and go, like, what was I doing? But like right now, he's probably like, look at me. I look badass.
He does, actually.
He looks good.
I think so. He can pull it off.
Yeah.
Did you see what he was wearing in Paris? Did you see him walking?
Yes. Well, he was walking with Justin Jefferson.
So,
yes, of course I saw it.
There you go.
Yeah, look at these.
I mean,
those are two studs right there. Oh, wait, what's wrong with that? What is that?
That's the look. Oh, see, that's a true Viking fan there. Didn't notice Joe Burrow was wearing a backless jacket.
I'm all
he's
on
too
the,
psyched about Justin
I'm
Jefferson.
I'm on the jet right there. Yeah, he, the jet looks awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, so does Joe. It looks good.
So.
Except for the, but what is that back?
Great question. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting here with Marty Fish. Give me your favorite Barkley story from Tahoe.
I mean, Charles is, he just gets it with people. Like he is one of the very few people in, certainly in that stratosphere of fame, where he's interested in what you're doing. Like the first thing, hey, Charles, how you doing? Whatever. I'm great. Nice to see you. How are you? Like, what are you up to? Mm-hmm. Is your family here? The first time I introduced him to my wife, it was at the Harrah's Hotel at the American Century in Tahoe. Yep. And it was at Harrah's, and it was in the lobby where there's 1,000 people there and everyone circled, you know, he's like, there's some crazy names there, whatever, the Timberlakes and the Mahomeses and all these guys. And everyone's so excited to see Charles. He's like larger than life almost. And so you just sort of, everyone's sort of waiting and he's talking to me and I'm introducing him to my wife and my wife's parents. And this is my wife, Stacy, and her parents, Sherman and Stephanie Gardner. And, you know, whatever, nice to meet you. And very, very polite. Two days later, we come walking up and he walks over to them and says, hi, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner, how are you? And I was like, I don't even remember their name. So this is when they met, I'm telling you, there were no exaggeration, 120 people around him waiting to like meet him or sign, have him sign something.
Yeah, and get a piece of Charles Barkley.
48 hours later, what my in-laws' names were. You know, so it's like he just understands. He's so nice. He speaks his mind. And he loves golf and he loves being out there. And like every year you root for him to get that top. He's got the, there's a big bet out there for maybe one of the most popular bet, maybe the most popular bet out there at the casinos is, does Charles finish top 75? And I don't think he's ever finished top 75.
Didn't he do it this year?
This year he was close, right?
This year he did it.
He did.
And this year was the second round. And he got a text from me after every round because he played really well. The first day he had like, I don't know, maybe minus 5 points, which for him, he's usually at minus 20 or something. There's a Stableford scoring.
Yeah.
You get minus two for a double bogey. Right. You get minus two for a double bogey. So you're making double bogeys, the worst you could possibly get. RG3 goes and he has minus 36. He's minus two on every hole.
That's max. That's max.
Big, big RG3 fan, not a good golfer. So Charles, this day two, he was in the red in the plus for the first time ever, 3 points plus three, which means he made he didn't make a lot of doubles. He made pars. You get 1 point for a par. So he must have made, you know, he must have shot, and he ended up shooting like 79 or something like that, which was his best round.
And that's awesome, man. Cause yeah. I remember meeting Charles for the first time at a Jimmy V golf tournament, in North Carolina in the late 90s when I was on SportsCenter back then. And he was so accessible where he was at, you know, in these bars that where they would have these VIP areas, he was with the people.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously that's when if somebody comes up and messes with him, he would sometimes, you know, not stand for it. And there would be a set to, cause he was accessible. But he was great to everybody, just accessible. And I will never forget a karaoke night where he sat Michael Jordan in a chair on a stage, got on a knee and sang, "I Believe I Can Fly" to Michael Jordan. And the place went nuts. One of the greatest. It was awesome.
Yeah,
he's one best. He's as A-plus as they come.
He really is. Yeah, and he like as a former athlete or whatever and like current athletes that are out there watching him, like he's an incredible role model in terms of how to treat people that A, you don't know, but are just fans. And because I've seen the opposite. We've all seen that too.
Yes.
You just sort of blow them off. And those are humans as well. And those are kind of the people that pay your bills.
For sure.
Most of the time. And he's a phenomenal person.
All right. So what's going to be the higher number? Career American Century Championship victories by you or Alcaraz in Wimbledon?
Oh, Wimbledon's?
Yes.
He has two now.
Yes, he does. It's just like
and you. I have two. Oh,
that's
my correct. Goodness.
That's why I'm asking these questions, Marty.
Gosh, he's going to play for, I feel like he's probably going to play for longer than me. I'm going to say me.
Attaboy.
I feel like Wimbledon may be tougher to win.
No, that's right.
Than the American Century. The American Century is a big deal. Don't get me wrong.
Understood.
Huge deal.
I got it.
But it's probably not.
So you're going to wind up with more American Century championships than he has Wimbledon championships. And I'm going to get a point off of him. I'm loving this. I love your style. I love the cut of your jib, Marty Fish. Fantastic. So fantastic.
Oh. Let's get it done next year.
At Indian Wells?
I'm going to set it up.
In front of humans?
Yeah.
Okay.
In front of real people.
Will you set this up? Because I will do it.
Yeah, I will.
Fantastic.
I will set this up.
Let's go.
Success. In setting it up.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Not, you know, in
and execution. Then we figure out.
Then we got to practice.
Then comes the tough part. Marty Fish, everybody. Still got a couple more minutes to go. Okay, that's fantastic. That's great. Do you still have the golf bag that Marty won us at that charity event?
So we used to play in a Red Cross charity event at Lakeside here in L.A.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And 1 year beautiful we were Lakeside. Fortunate enough to be paired up with Marty and we smoked everybody because Marty is amazing at golf.
Well, the shamble.
Yeah.
The shamble. In the same way that your friend thought maybe he can get a set off of
Novak.
A game off of Novak because you know, he's already five games ahead.
Beat him in that format.
Yeah, he's 5 games and 3 points ahead every time.
I love 40.
That's how we felt
It was great.
Playing golf with you in a Shambo.
Marty would hit 300 yards, and then we would take us up.
And we'd putt.
We'd get there and knock in a three-footer.
And then we get a bag. Yeah. We got a free club glove out of it.
Use it. It's amazing.
I don't remember getting anything out of it. You guys took all the,
no.
all the swag or what?
No. Is that true?
Probably.
No, I had to leave early.
And took all the stuff with you.
And you brought it in the next day.
I did.
Yeah. Didn't he get there super late, and you had to leave early? So it was like a one. Yeah, it was
That's
like
correct.
A, well, yeah. you were the host. I mean, right, you were host.
As the host.
Well, we were doing the show, and then we had to jet over after. So we showed up at like 7, 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And play the back.
Yeah.
And then you had to go, and then I stayed.
And then you stayed and hosted.
You took the stuff. And
he had hosting duties,
and
then, too.
Yeah.
Marty, there's only one version of me. You know what I mean? I can't split me. Carlos Alcaraz, I'm going to get a point at Indian Wells in front of human beings, and Marty Fish is going to set it up, and this is going to be awesome.
We're going to put something on that, too. Maybe the Wimbledon trophy.
Yes!
If I could get that done.
It keeps getting better.
What if I get that done?
Welcome to Talkville, the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast from season 4. I'm glad that it's over.
As we know now that season 5 is supposed to be one of our better seasons.
Obviously the tattoo storyline, you know how I feel about that.
You hating that storyline brought me a lot of joy because I kept waiting to see how it was going to keep going and then how they would somehow settle it.
Binge seasons 1 through 4 of Talkville before season 5 begins, wherever you listen.